There were two audit division recommendations on the public agenda for today's open session that will no longer be discussed. And the only item remaining on the agenda is advisory opinion 2022-25, CRAPO for Senate. We're joined today by CRAPO for Senate's counsel, Jessica First Johnson and Caleb Acker, who are joining us virtually via Zoom. We also have Cheryl Hensley from OGC. Counsel, do you have a presentation?
I do. Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Good morning. Before you, an agenda document 23-03-A is a draft response to Mike Crapo for U.S. Senate, the Principal Campaign Committee for Senator Michael D. Crapo of Idaho. The request asked whether the committee may use campaign funds to pay for various residential security installations and upgrades to Senator Crapo's two homes, one in Idaho and one here in D.C. The requested security measures were recommended to the senator by the U.S. Capitol Police after surveying both homes. The draft concludes, consistent with several previous advisory opinions, that the committee may use campaign funds to pay the cost for these installations and upgrades as ordinary and necessary expenses incurred in connection with the senator's duties as an office holder. We received no comments on the request and none on the draft. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Colleagues, any question or discussion? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you very much. Ms. Johnson, thanks for being here. As is my usual question, you didn't submit any written comments on the draft. We've only put out one draft on this advisory opinion request, and I'd be interested in any points you'd like to make about the draft, anything you think we missed, or anything else you think the commission needs to know before we vote.
Certainly. Good morning, Vice Chair, Commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to appear before you this morning on behalf of our client. We appreciate the draft A, and our client was very satisfied with the response.
Great. Any other comments or questions? Commissioner Traynor.
Thank you. This probably is for our counsel. The basis for this recommendation is the same as what we've used in the past, which is ongoing security concerns that have been put forward. Do we know how long those security concerns are going to last, or more importantly, when they get reevaluated as a predicate for allowing these type of requests to come through?
Madam Chair, if I may. No, we really do not. At this time, it seems clear that there remains a heightened threat environment with recent events that have occurred. We do have a limitation in the advisory opinion here in this draft that says that if the threat environment were to change, to lessen over time, that that the commission would reevaluate whether or not such expenses could be paid with campaign funds. But as of now, the threat remains high, according to all available evidence.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Wonderful, any motions? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to draft advisory opinion, 2022-25, Senator Mike Crapo and Mike Crapo for U.S. Senate. I move approval of agenda document number 23-03-A.
Any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Council.